Married at First Sight. Chapter 3065. Mr. Fraser said warmly, "I will go shopping with you tomorrow afternoon." Catherine looked at him and smiled. "You are so busy every day that you have more things to do than me. It's rare for me to take a day off, so you should take a rest too. In your words, being so busy every day and enduring like this is something even a strong person can't handle." Mr. Fraser was busier than her, and he needed to know many things. When she asked him a question, he would give her the answer and help her. He knew some small things, so he didn't need to ask her for instructions, he would solve them himself. Therefore, Mr. Fraser was much busier than her. Mr. Fraser said, "I'm fine. I'm used to it. During training, it was even more difficult than it is now, but I got through it." Catherine wanted to take a walk, so Mr. Fraser accompanied her and walked slowly along the street in front of the hotel. He always paid attention to her reaction. If Catherine shrank and felt cold, he would immediately take off his coat and put it on her. Catherine was not cold. When she worked, she stayed indoors with heating. When she went out, she got in her car. When she got home, she went directly into her house, all in a warm indoor environment. If she was walking around outside, her current clothes were of high quality, very warm, and not cold. Besides, she didn't spend much time walking around outside. A little cold was nothing. As a child, she was afraid of winter. In the winter, her adoptive parents would prepare warm winter clothes for her brothers. She always wore his old clothes. Her brothers were not good to her. They often took away the old clothes and threw them away without giving them to her to wear. Her lips often turned purple from the cold and kept shaking. Or maybe the neighbors told her about her adoptive parents, saying that they only had a daughter, and they treated her so poorly. Did they want to freeze her to death? After being talked about a lot, her adoptive mother would dig out a few more of her brother's old clothes for her to wear. She wanted to have new clothes to wear, it was just a dream. Therefore, her adoptive parents raised her. Knowing that she was originally the daughter of the Farrell family, she could never be grateful to her adoptive parents. If her adoptive father hadn't been crooked and evil, she wouldn't have been transferred. She stayed and grew up with her biological parents. Even if she were not successful, she would not be hungry, cold, or bullied. Her adoptive father replaced her and treated her badly. The separation of her flesh and blood from her biological parents was all caused by her adoptive parents. Of course, after the money was given to her adoptive mother, her biological mother turned around and asked for it back. She didn't care. She gave her adoptive mother a sum of money and paid back the cost of raising her. As for the adoptive mother's failure to keep the money, that is the adoptive mother's business. "Miss, you also need to make some close friends," Mr. Fraser said. "On weekends, you can meet up with close friends." The emphasis was on quick resolution. She couldn't compare with those wealthy ladies, and they didn't like her quick fix way of shopping. Chapter 3066. Only Hayden was the same as her. That's because Hayden had been disguised as a man for more than 20 years and had a masculine personality. Mr. Fraser smiled understandingly and said, "Then let me go shopping with you. I can help you get things for free, so you don't have to tire yourself. Catherine tilted her head to look at him and smiled. Yes, it's good. However, I want to ask Liberty to go out for a walk tomorrow. Her son is here. The little guy is very cute. I like him very much. Liberty and I are of the same generation. Liberty has to call me aunt, and her son should call me mother-in-law. Unexpectedly, I have become a grandmother-level person before I get married. Mr. Fraser said, the elders come from the eldest room, and the elders come from the unitary room. The matriarch and Miss Hunt's grandmother are of the same generation. There is such a big age difference between you and Miss Hunt. Her eldest sister raised Matriarch Farrell as a daughter. Catherine said, Sonny comes here once in a while, so I have to prepare a gift for him. Mr. Fraser, what gift do you think I should prepare for him? Mr. Fraser replied as he walked, children love toys. Just buy him two toys. You can also give him a gold bracelet or a longevity lock. Sonny was only 3 or 4 years old, so it was okay to give him those things. Catherine said, Sonny is not short of toys. I heard Liberty complain that Sonny has so many toys that he can open a toy store. I'd better give him a pair of children's gold bracelets and a longevity lock. Mr. Fraser said, the toys he has are his, and the ones you give to him are your thoughts. Let's do this. I will prepare gifts for you tomorrow morning. You don't have to worry about it. After lunch, I will visit Ms. Hunt with gifts. Mr. Fraser didn't think Catherine needed to worry about such small things. Catherine smiled and said, okay, you help me prepare it. Mr. Lewis is also here. By the way, I will also prepare a meeting gift for him. I am his elder, haha. Her future nephew-in-law was much older than she was. Mr. Fraser agreed, one by one. Book a room for me at the Fortress Hotel. I won't be at home for lunch. I'll go out to eat. I'll invite Liberty and Mr. Lewis to have a meal together. My future nephew-in-law is here. As an elder, I'll invite him. It's okay to have a meal. Mr. Fraser smiled and said, okay. Thinking of another thing, Mr. Fraser reminded me, Mr. Holden is about to be discharged from the hospital. He was discharged from the hospital as soon as he was discharged. He didn't need me to accompany him, and he didn't want to see me. Catherine's smile disappeared when she mentioned her biological father. Father and daughter didn't want to see each other, and they both knew it. Her own father was still acting coy. Catherine was annoyed. She didn't like hypocrisy, but when she returned to this family, she had to be hypocritical. Seeing a barbecue restaurant not far away with some customers, Catherine said to Mr. Fraser, Mr. Fraser, do you want to eat barbecue? I'll treat you to it. Mr. Fraser tried to dissuade him. Catherine said, okay, then I won't eat. In the middle of the night, Catherine ate too much, was too full, and couldn't sleep. Catherine said, what's going on in Shiloh? Mr. Fraser was silent and then replied, she hasn't left Jensburg yet. She seems to want to. Catherine asked, what does she want to do? Shiloh would not leave Jensburg, Catherine had already guessed it. Even if she died, she would die in Jensburg.